Zach Power, 24 hours to save the world. Zach's grandpa was the Power family's first Government Investigation Bureau, GIB spy. Now Zach, his parents and even his brother were all GIB secret agents. Zach sighed, thinking about how his friends would freak if they knew the cool GIB stuff he'd done. But it was top secret. As Principal D'Souza babbled on about her favourite book when she was a child, Zach saw a flashing red light coming from the bushes near the car park. No one else seemed to notice the light blinking on and off in long and short flashes. Zach's brain switched into code-breaking mode. It was Morse code. Thanks to a GIB training course he'd done, Zach quickly realised the light was spelling out Z-A-C. Checking that no one was looking, Zach sneaked around the bushes into the car park. Zach saw that the red flashes were coming from the top of a large grey rock buried in the grass near the edge of the car park. Weird, thought Zach. I've never seen that big rock there before. Zach bent down to touch the rock. But instead of touching a rough surface, his fingers slipped right through. The rock was a 3D hologram projection. Red lasers scanned Zach's fingerprints. The rock shimmered and winked off. It must be programmed to recognise my fingerprints, thought Zach. The 3D rock image had been hiding a low, sleek car with a rocket engine. The windscreen opened with a hiss. Inside, Zach saw a leather seat, a tiny chrome steering wheel, and lots of LCD displays on the dashboard. On the seat was a disc. Zach knew what that meant. Book week would have to wait. Zach picked up the disc and dived into the rocket. As the windscreen closed above him, Zach pulled out his spy pad. Zach loved his spy pad, Turbo Deluxe 3000. He could play video games, text and make satellite calls, decode messages, and he was still discovering new features. Ah, technology, thought Zach, as the car's computer wirelessly received the spy pad's data. The modern spy's best friend.